מנהג גריאת ההלל, מנהג ישראל לגרוא את ההלל בתפילת שחרית. אחר חזרת השליח ציבור, right? ואין גורם את ההלל בשלמותו, אלא מדלגים בפסוקים מסוימים כמופיע בסודרים. איזה מנהג. That's brought down לשולחן ערוך, to say הלל ראש חודש. But on ראש חודש always, we do not say הלל, right, completely, right? גמרא מסכת תענית, כף חת עמוד ב', מסופר, says רב, כאשר הגיע מארץ ישראל לבבל, between בבל and ארץ ישראל, used to be שיירות מצויות. So רב came from ארץ ישראל לבבל, ראה, he saw that on ראש חודש, they say הלל. So he wanted to stop them. מתחילה חשב להפסירם. Why? Because שהרי לא תראינו חכמים יודעים כתרנם. הלל, חכמים said to tell on רגלים, בנימים said שלם. So he was surprised that in בבל, they are saying הלל on ראש חודש. He wanted to stop them. So he said, מיני, where did they get it from? אך כבן יסו, כיוון שראה שהם מדלגים בפסורים מסוימים, so they are skipping some פסורים, they don't say it שלם, so he said, oh, כנראה מנהג אבותיהם בידיהם, apparently זה מנהג, it's not from חכמים, apparently זה מנהג that in בבל they had, apparently in ארץ ישראל they didn't. מנהג אבותיהם בידיהם, right, בדילוג לחודש חודש. So from here we see, this is the source. מכאן יצא המנהג לכל ישראל לגרוא את ההלל בדילוג. That, you know, to read the הלל, not הלל גמור, right? But בדילוג, to skip, בכל ראש חודש. ורמז רמזו לגריאת ההלל בראש חודש. But they found a רמז to the source, where, the, you know, in Tanakh, is there any reference to this? Only remez. It's not midrabanan. It's a minhag. In Teilim Guf Nun, Hallelujah, Hallelujah, El Bechotsho. Hallelujah. Right? In that Hallel, Sheizkir David HaMelech 12 Pa'amim, Teivat Hallelu. In that Hallel, in that one of the Halleluka, 12 times, right, we say Hallelu. Keneged Hallel Shevishnem Asar Rosh Chodeshim. This is a remez to Hallel that we say in the 12 Rosh Chodeshim Lishana. Now, Umay Shanu Kuflim, Kol Anashamat Hallel Ya, Hallelujah. Right. We repeat Kol Anashamat Hallel Ya, Hallelujah. Right, he keneged shana meuberet, sheyesh la 13 rosh chodeshim. Right, how come he said kol haneshamot halel? We repeat kol haneshama. It's because shana meuberet. Right, he keneged tom rosh chodeshim shehem shnei yamim. Right, this is the sources hageonim that Bet Yosef quotes. So this is the source for saying halel on rosh chodesh, and this is the source why we repeat kol haneshamot halel keneged shana meuberet. But as we said, this is not really Taganav Chachamim. It's a minhag. It's a minhag. At Shulchan Aruch says beferush, ha minhag bechol eretz Yisrael usivoteha, shelo levarech al ahalel berosh chodesh. Beferush, mechaber says, the minhag is, apparently eretz Yisrael also, they say halel, but without a bracha, because it's not complete, without a bracha, ben b'tchilato ben b'sofo. Not beginning at the end. Ma'achar ve'lo ha'ita taganat chachamim l'goro. It wasn't taganat chachamim was to say it on Rosh Hashanah, etc. Not on Rosh Chodesh. Ela minhag shenahagu ha'am atzmam. This is a minhag that came from people, not from chachamim. ועל המנהג לא מברכים. We don't say ברכה על המנהג. That's the reason also we don't say ברכה על חבטת ערבה. Because it's not תרנת חכמים, right? ואולם מנהג רוב בני אשכנז לברך על הלל. אשכנזים do say ברכה על הלל, even though it's not שלם. And I remember in Iran also, we used to do that. And apparently it came from some... In Iran, now we have Baruch Hashem, a lot of Talmidei Chachamim. They're researching, right, the minhagim that were in Iran. There are certain minhagim in Iran. It became like, you know, the goddess Sidur from wherever it was, and they started doing it. Not necessarily it was a minhag. But I remember that we used to say, Ligmor et ha'alel when it was ha'alel shalem, and Likro et ha'alel when it was incomplete. Like the Ashkenazim, I don't know what the Ashkenazim do. It says Ashkenazim do say. I think they make that differentiation. Ligmor et ha'alel versus likro et ha'alel. Now, right, we're going to talk about this more. That you know, the minhag among Sfaradim all over the world is, as the Mechaber says, not to say what.
Where does ha'alel come from?
Ha'alel is from Tehilim. Ha'alel. So it says, you know, it says that Chachamim et Tagana to say Hallel Shalem on Shalosh Regalim. Shalosh Regalim, you say Hallel, that's Tagalat Chachamim. But saying like in the Beit Yosef, says this saying of on Rosh Chodesh, it comes from people. People just decided, and we saw a source for it, right, because of that. Anyway, so this thing of Berachan Hallel, we have a lot to talk about, and we will, Be'ezrat Hashem. So, Be'ezrat Hashem, on Haftarah, the Beracha, on Shabbat is, Asher Bachar Binvi'im Tovim. I was always wondering, what is it? How come Binvi'im Tovim? How come we said in the Beracha? So the Abdurraham says, Shenevi'ei HaBaal Gam Ken Nikru Nevi'im. Because in Tanakh, we see Nevi'ei HaBaal, when it comes to, you know, by Eliyahu Bahar HaKarmel, they are also called Nevi'im. So, Avolhem Nevi'im Ra'im. They are like Bil'am. Right? It says, the Gemara says, like the HaKadosh Baruch Hu sent seven prophets for the Goyim. And Muhammad, in each condition, they are not part of it. Right? Right? Bil'am is one of them. So, you have Nevi'im Ra'im. So, to differentiate, and after all, we say, Asher Bachar bin Nevi'im Tovim. V'lachen Omrim HaBocher bin Nevi'im Tovim. This is the source. This is Abdurraham. Also, he says, Achat Shalti says, Chozer al Nevi'im, Shehashem Yitbarach Bachar Bahem, Mifinei Shehem Tovim Midotehem. The Kodesh Baruch Hu picked, I mean, not everybody is just zocheh to become a Navi. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, right, sees a Navi has to get to a certain madriga to become a Navi. Mesiyat Yisharim, right, he says that, you know, if you follow the thing of Rabbi Pinchas ben Yair, you come to Ruach HaKodesh, Nevua we don't have anymore. But, you know, it takes certain prep, right, to become a Navi. Ubirat Hashem, al ken bachar liyod, you know, habuchet benviim, mipenei, ma, why did Hashem pick them? Mipenei shehem tovim mitzad atzvam. And you see, that's, I think, you know, on Perusha Mishnayot, he brings the source. It's like, you know, Moshe Rabbeinu alav shalom, we shouldn't think that, you know, Hashem picked Moshe Rabbeinu just out of blue, right? It says, it brings a certain midrash that says there was an Arab king that he heard so much about Moshe Rabbeinu, and he was with Pael, like, who is this Jewish leader that, you know, freed the Jews, took them out of Mitzrayim, etc., etc. He had, right, this guy, this king, had artists that they could do, you know, they could make exact drawing of people, and then he had Chachamim, that they knew Chochmat HaParzuf, that from the drawing, they could see what kind of personality we are talking about. So he sent his artists, and they went and drew to the Midbar, they drew Moshe Rabbeinu's picture, and he gave it to his scientists to analyze what kind of person this is. And they made the print out, this guy has gava, kaas, kol mar'in bishil. So he was shocked. How could this such a person become this great Jewish leader that freed the Jew, you know. So he went to see Moshe Rabbeinu. And he said, I don't understand. I've heard so much about you, and this is my people know what you're talking about. Moshe Rabbeinu told him, yes, I had the tendency of all these midot ra'ot that you saw. But I worked on myself 80 years till HaKadosh Baruch Hu, right, picked me to become a Navi. So this is Nevi'im, you know, it's Asher Bachar Nevi'im Tovim. You have to realize HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't just pick Moshe Rabbeinu to become a Navi. He was a Tov. He was a Tov that had worked on himself a lifetime. Rabbi Hananiah ben Arashi Omer Ratzah HaKadosh Baruch Hu Lezakot Et Yisrael Fichach.